Hello, it's the post-match show. It's the League Cup. Liverpool are through. Everton are out. Everything's fantastic. Harry, it's a good win in the end for Liverpool. You know, it felt like a tricky tie when it was drawn. Not ideal to go so far away from home to a Premier League team, which is what Norwich are. But they made a lot of changes and they got a good result. Liverpool 3-0 in the hat.
Yeah, when it was drawn, we were all a bit like, oh, why have we got to go to Norwich away? But so many people went, can I also add, from our sort of tour contributor.
And it was loud, that away end.
Yeah, it was loud. I barely had any of the Norwich fans all match, so that was obviously great. And I think that just goes to prove the general excitement around the Liverpool team at the moment. It wasn't the first team out there tonight. It was, you know, a lot of younger players, and that's one of the great things about watching these games in the League Cup and the FA Cup, that you get to see these young talents coming through. And I think there's been a lot of chat, hasn't there, about our squad depth and the areas of the pitch we could use improving. But things like tonight and games like tonight, winning 3-0, having a convincing win, just puts confidence throughout the whole team and also shows that we've got players that can do a job when they need to. And they're not necessarily ones we see all the time, not necessarily the big stars, but there's definitely a lot of talent there for the future, and also when we need them and when we need to call on them in this season. So yeah, lots to be excited about, a lot of good performances, and yeah, all in a good mood.
All in a good mood, Phil. And you know, Harriet there talks about, you know, players coming into the team and playing well, and I think tonight proved again, which we have proved many times this season, that this squad is maybe a little bit stronger than a lot of people gave it credit for. Yep. And you know, our fifth and sixth choice forwards tonight who've been deemed not good enough by a few people, you know, and I'm not saying I haven't had my doubts as well, and I've had also had my doubts about whether Jürgen has his doubts. But they've come in and scored. Taki's got a brace, Divock Origi with a really good header, and yeah, they've done the business tonight and showed that they're ready for Liverpool if and when they need them.
Yeah, there's a lot of players done themselves proud tonight in terms of whether they've been here 7 or 8 years in the case of Divock Origi, whether they're 17 like Conor Bradley, whether they come on at half time like Tyler Morton, or whether they're sort of in between like Minamino. Is there's a lot of players who can come off that with a lot of credit tonight and create an impression that they've got something that they can offer this squad at times this season, because I think we're all happy in the knowledge that you will not see the team play together ever again in your life. That starting line will probably never play together again, but the players within it are all going to be capable, I think, of coming in and doing something at some point. It wouldn't shock me if Minamino, for example, plays a role similar to Elliot in the odd game, where he's sort of the third midfielder, or he's part of a front four, but he's sort of between the lines doing bits, and I think that's something he can possibly do. Origi, we saw last week, is capable of playing through the middle to a reasonably okay level when needs be. And Conor Bradley's probably shown that there's maybe something out of him when Trent is unavailable. So there's a lot to take out of that tonight. And obviously it's not just the fact that we're through to the last 16 of the Cup, which sounds a bit weird given we've only won one game, doesn't it? You almost find yourself in the quarterfinals of this competition before you've blinked. And you know, we'll probably get Manchester United away in a draw or something tomorrow, because that's what usually happens.